Richland, Kennewick, and Pasco. Today they are known collectively as the Tri-Cities, named by Kiplinger's last year as one of the top 10 places to raise a family. But just a few decades ago, these were just three tiny farming towns, and the idea of Tri-Cities didn't exist. Well, as we hear from two pillars of the Tri-City Herald, that newspaper was instrumental in creating the idea and developing the identity of the Tri-Cities. Former publisher Jack Briggs and recently retired executive editor Ken Robertson sat down in the StoryCorps mobile booth in Pasco last week and recounted the part played by the Herald editor Bill Boquette and the paper's first publisher Glenn Lee.
Glenn, I think, gets credit for being one of the key creators of the whole idea of the Tri-City identity. Because when he started the Herald as a daily, he realized he needed residents of all three cities to support it so that he could have the financial resources for the paper to survive.
And that didn't go over very well all the time. When he moved the printing plant from Pasco to Kennewick, he had an open house. And the mayor of Pasco, and I've forgotten his name right now, came over and stormed into Glenn's office and said, "I won't come to your open house, but I sure as hell will be at your funeral." And stormed out. So tempers were short in those days.
If you go back to 1940, before Hanford started, Pasco was the biggest town. It only had 3,900 residents. Kennewick was second largest at 1,900. And Richland had 247 people in the 1940 census. And when you think about where they are today with well over 200,000 people here, it shows the rapid change and how much this community has metamorphosed from three small farming communities with a rail hub. You've seen more of that than I have, and I know we've talked a little bit about how Bill Boquette, who was the editor and one of our predecessors in that job, about how he worked personally to create that identity. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, Bill Boquette was known as he'd walk through the newsroom as this grandfatherly, white-haired man who brought in roses and some fruit and things like that. But I knew him as a tyrant. And he'd look down the newsroom and he would scare the living daylights out of you. He had these bushy eyebrows. He was a demanding guy. He'd been a reporter, but his contribution to the Tri-Cities, I think, over the years came in the editorials that he wrote. Under Glenn Lee, the editorials of the paper were sometimes embarrassing when he was against protecting the salmon and thinking it was going to hurt the agriculture interests of the Tri-Cities. He went to a hearing on salmon preservation in Seattle and held up a tin of salmon and said, "Look, there's no shortage of salmon." So that's the sort of thing we had to live down, but we lived it down. But Bill Boquette, you know, you look back at what Bill did, and as I say, I think the force that Bill exerted came through the editorials that he wrote and the backing up that he gave to Glenn Lee in his attempts to make sure that after Hanford there was going to be a Tri-Cities.
Jack Briggs, former publisher of the Tri-City Herald, talking to the paper's recently retired executive editor, Ken Robertson, about Bill Boquette, who passed away earlier this year. Briggs and Robertson conducted the first interview for StoryCorps when it arrived in the Tri-Cities last week. The mobile booth will remain at the Pasco Library through August 21st. You can make a reservation to record your story at nwpr.org. We'll have more from StoryCorps Tri-Cities every Wednesday right here on Morning Edition on Northwest Public Radio.